Bottom of the second inning, Kason Taggart will lead off in batting in the cleanup spot out of Centralia College. Batting a 306, he's had 15 RBIs and two home runs. So the right fielder who just was responsible for that 9-4 double play, as Howitt serves in on a strike this time. And a curveball at 83. So last time up, the Raptors, a triple play in there once more. It's a curveball. Paints low and a slow-moving ball at 71, 1-2. Raptors had a triple play. It was a 4-6-3-2. Howard starts his dead strikeout. So Taggart goes down swinging, and Will Furness, the DH. So the Ole Miss Rebel heading into his sophomore season from Nacogdoches, Texas. 16 RBIs. He's had two home runs. And had it against the Raptors in one of them. As he hits a weak ground ball over to Degatti at third, waits for it, and throws it across the diamond for an easy out there. So Degatti with the assist, the put out from Bobo, and a quick two down. As Jimmy Natty, the third baseman, another Stanford Cardinal, and another international from Sydney, Australia, batting a 219. He's had two RBIs this season. So Natty, the third baseman, his first opportunity, the right-hander on Josh Howitt, the lefty. Howitt's a fastball out in the zone, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Howitt with his first strikeout on Taggart. And the 1-0 sweeps low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, a little bit of wind coming from right to left. On a day where Kalamazoo got back this morning from Rockford at about 5:15 in the morning. They played till about 12 a.m. in Rockford last night due to rain delay and just a wild game. So they're on a little bit of rest. And it's the 3-0 from Howitt. Up and outside for ball four. He tried to paint the right zone with a fastball, but not unable to do so. So Natty will walk. That's the second time a growler has been walked today. As Joey Winters, the first baseman. And this is a very interesting connection here. Out of Ottawa University in Arizona. And heading into his senior season from Rosemont, Minnesota. Well, I guess two coaches at Ottawa University, Arizona. Coach Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach for the Raptors. So a good connection there as Coach Joe seeing his player for most of the season. But right now, so out of Ottawa in Arizona. That's a 250. He's got 29 RBIs. So 0-1 count here for Howitt. He looks over at first, sets and fires, and it goes low, brushes the dirt, 1-1. So ball and a strike, Joey Winters batting in the seventh spot. At first is Natty. 1-1 count, two down. Setting and serving is Howitt. It's a curveball up and out of the zone for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike with two down. Standing at first is Natty. Josh Howitt with one strikeout. Walked two batters and has given up a hit. He'll look in the fourth offering. Right down the plate for a strike this time, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Howitt can really pepper the zone when he wants to. Looking to retire the side here in the bottom of the second. He'll kick high and serve the 2-2. Right down the plate for strike three. Josh Howitt records his second strikeout, and the score is 0-0. We head to the top of the third on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, 0-0 is the score at Homer Stryker Field. And both good pitching from both sides and both defenses stepping up right now. So Chris Conniff, he'll lead off, batting in the seventh spot. You have Conniff, Jensen, and Johnson, 8-9-1. Excuse me, Conniff batting in the eighth spot, 8-9-1 in the order. So Conniff, 33 hits in total on 118 at-bats, batting a 280. As Tyler Johnson will go to work once more. This time, it's a breaking ball at 80 and paints the zone 0-1. Tyler Johnson struck out one batter in Gurevich. And then once more ahead in the count right now. So an 0-2 hole is Conniff. And a two-strike count. He'll kick high and serve. And just low for a ball 1-2. So Chris Conniff from Wagner College, another returning Rafter. A guy that they can rely on, both on the offensive side and defensive side, as he swings and hits a short ground ball to Godbound at shortstop and throws it into the glove of Winters, goes in and out, and Conniff will take first. So how about that? When it seemed like a routine out for Godbound at short, turns into a Rafters guy getting on base. So an error from the first baseman. Levi Jensen, he'll step in now, each team with a hit. As Jensen shows bunt, but pulls it away on the third base side. No balls to strike, Conniff at first. Tyler Johnson nearing his 38th pitch of today's game. He checks over at first, and Winters is there. No balls to strike, 0-1 count. As Jensen looks like he possibly could have been hit there, but shows bunt, just barely hits on the inside of the bat. 0-2 count. Conniff at first. Great atmosphere, great crowd on hand at Homer Stryker Field. A lot of fans have showed out for some Saturday night baseball. Conniff a couple shifts off the bag. As the 0-2 to Jensen, up and away on a ball this time. 1-2. 1-2 count. Levi Jensen recorded his ninth hit of the season last night. He bats a 105. As he sees a ball down low, just comes in on the corner of the zone, and going down is Jensen. So Levi Jensen, a great catcher behind the plate. He struggled when batting, so he strikes out looking top of the order with Ty Johnson. Grounded out to the first baseman. His first time up. Two away here, top of the third. Tyler Johnson will look in now as he checks off over at first, and well, getting back to the bag in time is kind of... So an error from the first baseman, which allowed him to get to first. Tyler Johnson will set on Ty Johnson, who swings and hits a high fly ball in the left field. Gabe Springer comes out and makes an easy grab. Two down. So Jorge Degatti popped out to second. So Degatti here with one away. Conniff at first. Can he make something happen? Keep this inning alive here, top of the third. Leading the team in batting average with a 3.48. Has really been on top of his game, the Indiana Hoosier. And Johnson fires low. In for a ball, 1-0. Conniff at first. A 1-0 count, one away. Johnson turns his body. He shifts and fires. And up and away this time, 2-0. 2-0 count with two down. Each team with a hit. Not much offense. A lot of great defensive baseball. You take out that error from the first baseman Winners, and it would be error-free, but other than that, that really didn't pose that much of a danger. Yeah, it barely hit his glove, went in and out, but Conniff wasn't able to get to second because of that. So the count runs at 3-0. Johnson goes low, and it comes in for a ball. So ball number four, Degatti sees four straight balls. So that's the second walk. Johnson is thrown, and Brendan Bobo, who is the first walk he's thrown, his first time up. Runners at first and second. And one in scoring position for the Raptors. An opportunity if they can keep this alive with Brendan Bobo. A guy that leads the team in RBIs with 28. Two down, and Bobo flies this back left side out of play. So Bobo, another Northwoods League All-Star, one of seven Raptors this season to be named into such a highly talented group. So the Cal State Fullerton products from Santa Cruz, California, led the league in home runs last season. And the 0-1 flies this out, fouled left side. Top of the third, wind blowing from right to left. Nice day here in Kalamazoo. 79 degrees. And Bubba will look in once more. Johnson glances over at second, fires the 0-2, and Bubba swings and hits a weak ground ball over to Lewis Jr. at second. Has all the time in the world and just a lob over to first for the third out. So a scoreless game here through 2.5 innings. We're here in the bottom of the third. We'll step away on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning, and Banks Tolley leads off. A senior from Appalachian State and from Madison, Mississippi. Don't get that mistaken with Madison, Wisconsin. He's from down south. So he's had 26 games appeared in, batting a 204. He's had 98 at-bats, 15 runs and 20 hits. Also had 19 RBIs as well, as Tolley will see the first offering from Howitt. Out and away for a ball. Josh Howitt, nearing his 29th pitch, he's allowed a hit. Thrown two walks, but two Ks as a swing and a bouncer over to the shortstop, and Broussard and guns it down to first and a short hop, but goes in front to Bobo. Couldn't clean it up. And getting on base is Tolley. So Banks Tolley right there gets to first, and Broussard does well. Catches it kind of on a short bouncer. But then throws it on a short hop to Bobo. Couldn't clean it up in the glove. So that comes at an error for Bobo. Bottom of the order, Luke Mitchell, the catcher from the University of Montevallo. And a redshirt sophomore from Lehigh Acres, Florida. He's batting at 200, 15 RBIs and a home run. And a 1-0 count. Tolley at first. Howitt will look in once more. Nobody down. Here, bottom of the third. He'll step and serve up and away. That was a fastball that time. 2-0. Josh Howitt. Two strikeouts. Only has allowed a hit. And he'll check off over at first to Tolley. So bottom of the order with Mitchell. He's had a home run this season. And Howitt will look in once more. Each team with a hit. He'll kick the 2-0. Just outside for a ball. 3-0. So right now on the verge of throwing a ball and putting runners on first and second with nobody down. Kalamazoo has an opportunity here. Can Howitt fight back in this count? He looks over at first. On the third base side of the rubber, sets and fires, and finds the zone as Mitchell took a step towards first, but have to get back in the right-handed batter's box. 3-1 is the count. At first is Tolley. The 3-1 to Mitchell. Up and outside for ball four, so there's ball four. And now we return to the top of the order with Gavin Lewis Jr., who walked his first time up as well. So runners on first and second for Kalamazoo. And the door is going up. The door is open. So Gavin Lewis, the second baseman, who's done well today, was thrown out at home. As he shows bunt, but pulls away, and it comes in for a strike. Was thrown out at home off of a triple play from the Raptors. It was a 4-6-3-2. Now 1-1 is the count. Lewis Jr. will see it, show bunt again, and this is out of the strike zone. Away of the corner, 1-1. And a 1-1 count for the UAB Blazer. Lewis Jr., he'll see the 1-1, and up and outside for a ball. So it's very clear what his intentions are, showing bunt. But you have two runners on right now. You have Mitchell at first, Banks Tolley at second. Bottom of the third. Two balls a strike. As a shallow bunt goes into the glove of Bobo, who's charging in the infield, throws the first. Conniff is there to step on the bag, but the runner's advanced. So now you have Tolley at third and Mitchell at second. A ground out from Lewis, but did his job. Henry Godbout, who got a base hit, he sliced a ball into right field his first time up. Infield shifted a little bit in Bobo and Degani. So Godbout slices it right field side this time. And out of play. So Jensen having a word with his pitcher, Howitt. Rafters on the verge of going down here early in this game. Bottom of the third. So Banks Tolley got on first off of an error from Bobo. Wasn't able to catch that ball. And then Mitchell walked. And then Lewis grounded out to first, but he advanced the bases. So did his job. And right now, Henry Godbout, the Virginia Cavalier, batting a 304. He's had 10 RBIs and a home run. Now at the 0-1, as Godbout swings and grounds the ball to Conniff, and the throw at home. Jensen, does he tag him in time? And no word yet. And he's safe. What about that? That was Jensen tags him. He tags Tolley. As Kirk Schroeder furious right now, absolutely furious, stepping out of his dugout and walking towards the umpire. He can't believe it. A run scores. Very frustrated right now because this is interesting. I haven't seen something like this. Tolley goes home. Conniff throws it at home. Jensen seems like he makes the tag. There was no ruling yet. Jensen tags him, and he was still on the ground with Tolley, and then he gets up. Steps his foot on home plate, and the umpire calls it safe. So a 1-0 lead for Kalamazoo. Kirk Schreiner can't believe it. But nonetheless, a ground out RBI from Godbout. So the left fielder, Gabe Springer, a Stanford Cardinal from Boulder, Colorado, batting a 274. Grounded out on a triple play his last time up. Runners on the corners. Howitt fires in. Out, no way. Well, excuse me, it was not a ground out RBI, it was a fielder's choice RBI, as he did his job, because Conniff, as soon as he caught that ball, yes, he was throwing home. So Godbout is on first. You have Mitchell on third. 2-0 is the count. Growlers take an early 1-0 lead. And now it looks in once more. He'll set in fire. Up and outside for a ball 3-0. As soon as, that was crazy. I haven't seen something like that. Did he claim Jensen did not tag Tolley running home? And it seems that way. So 3-0 count. Now it kicks and serves as Jensen throws a third now and tagging to Gotti, and he does. Degani tags Mitchell, but a walk nonetheless. So instead of having the bases loaded with one down, you have runners on first and second. So doing his job here, one down, runners on first and second. Springer walks, Taggart struck out swinging his first time up. So from Centralia College, Taggart 0-for-1. The left-hander on lefty of Howitt looks over at second. What a put out there from Jensen. First ball comes up and away. And 1-0. So Levi Jensen throws out Mitchell at third. 1-0 count, runners at first and second. Looking in once more. And it goes lower the zone this time on a changeup, 83, 2-0. Springer on first, Godbout on second. Two down. The 2-0 paints the zone. Two balls, a strike. They have ruled it. It's, yes, the second out. So it's a 2-1 count. One away for the Rafters. They're down 1-0. And the 2-1 paints low, but can't find the left corner. 3-1. So now, Howitt's got to find the strike zone, because if he doesn't, the bases would be juiced. Taggart 0-for-1. He'll see the 3-1. A swing and a miss up top. Howitt gets back in the count. Now the count runs full. Josh Howitt, so far, he's got two strikeouts, but he's walked four batters. He's allowed a hit and a run. The count runs at 3-2. Two down here, bottom of the third. Howitt steps off the mound. Three balls, two strikes, as the umpire's meeting in the right infield right now. But I just haven't seen something like that. With Tolley getting home, Levi Jensen surely made the tag, but, you know, once again, it's the umpire's call at home plate, so he believed otherwise, and I haven't seen Kirk Schreider step out of his dugout that fast. And he looks like he's having words with the umpire right now. He's talking to him from the dugout, but the count runs full. Two down, Howitt sets, fires, and it's a fastball that pushes in and outside. So Taggart gets walked. You have Springer at second and Godbout at third. Bases loaded here. And Will Furness, who grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Can the Rafters put out the fire here, bottom of the third? Only giving up a run is okay, given the circumstances. Furness out of Nacogdoches, Texas. From Ole Miss, you'll see the first offering and how it skims the left edge, but it goes in for a strike. It's getting loud here as everybody's stomping their feet on the ground on the bleachers. So, 0-1 count. Howitt kicks high and a swing and a miss low. 0-2. So Josh Howitt looking for his third strikeout. And what a moment it would be when the bases are juiced. On his best pitches, that was a fastball once more. A two-strike count on Furness, lefty on lefty. Howitt looks, fires the 0-2, and just the upside of the strike zone, 1-2. So at first is Taggart, at second is Springer, and at third is Henry Godbout. Howitt. And the 1-2 to Furness, and a miss up top for strike three. Howitt gets him on a curveball. Rafters give up a run, but they get out of the jam there, so we head to the top of the fourth. 1-0 lead for the Growlers. We'll step it away on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, a 1-0 lead for Kalamazoo. Jack Gervich will lead off. So you have Gervich, Broussard, and Lordoy, 4, 5, and 6 in the order. So Tyler Johnson back on the mound once more for the Growlers. He's already had 3 innings, 48 pitches, has allowed a hit, thrown 2 walks, but 2 strikeouts. So the DH, Gervich, the left-hander. And the first pitch of the inning, right down the plate. That's a fastball, and it paints the zone 0-1. So Banks Tolley scores on a fielder's choice RBI from Godbout as Gervich hooks it away, fouled off left field side, 0-2. Kalamazoo with an early 1-0 lead. Tolley gets home on a late call from the umpire, and the 0-2 low for a ball 1-2. So ball 2 strikes. Tyler Johnson already with 2 strikeouts as Gervich whips this into right field. This bounces right before the wall. Gervich was on his way to second but retreats back to first, so he starts off with a base hit. A much needed start for Gervich and puts the tying run at first. Garrett Broussard will step in. Grounded out to second. His first time up, he's 0-1. But how about that? Jack Gervich with a base hit, much needed for him. He's been 0-6 on his last six at-bats. As Broussard looks like he was claimed and was hit on the left hand, he was. Broussard to first, Gervich to second. Runners on first and second now, and the Rafters in business here in the top of the fourth. The first hit by pitch we've seen this game. This brings up Orlando Lordoy, who got the only hit, well, the first hit, I should say, for the Rafters. The only one through the first of the order. Sliced a ball in the right field. So Lordoy, the left-hander, starts his day off 1-1. Broussard at first, Gervich at second. A runner in scoring position. Looking in once more. And looking over at second. That one, 1 count. No balls, no strikes. As Lordoy will look in on the first offering. He'll set fire. Lordoy pops it away left side. So Lordoy, a Panama native, so the Growlers up 1-0, top of the fourth, the 0-1, and Lordoy once more slices it left field side into the fans. 0-2. Last time he got a hit, it was when he was up 3-1 in the count. Right now, he's down. 0-2. Nobody down. Runners on first and second. Lordoy, the 0-2, and a miss up top for strike 3. He goes down. And that's the first out for the Growlers. Anthony Gallison flew out to right. And it was part of a 9-4 double play in which Lordoy was on second but couldn't retreat back to second in time because he was on his way to third once Gallison hit it in the air. Well, one down, Tyler Johnson swings, and Gallison hits a line drive into center field, making the grab in time is Tolley. Good contact there from Gallison, but Banks Tolley was on top of it. One away.
Now up for the Rams, the second baseman, Chris Conniff.
Chris Conniff, who got on base from an error from the first baseman, Joey Winters. Two outs for Conniff, runners on first and second. Broussard stands at first and Gervich at second. So Gervich started the top of the fourth with a base hit to right. Broussard was hit by a pitch. A one ball count. Tyler Johnson sets in high and away. He's up to three strikeouts. He's walked two batters. He's allowed two hits. But for the Growlers' sake, he's importantly not allowed any runs. Two balls, no strikes. A 2-0 and a rip into center field. A low fly ball, but Tolley runs out and tracks it down to make an easy grab. So Rafter started off with a base hit, but couldn't get anybody home as they still trail 1-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rafters down 1-0 as Jimmy Natty. We'll see the first offering and how it paints the zone. 0-1, so Josh Howard has thrown five walks but three strikeouts. He's allowed a hit and a run inside of the bat. 0-2. So Natty walked his first time up. So he's gotten on base today. And right now the pitch count is 0-2. So the Stanford Cardinal from Sydney, Australia. Howitt steps, turns, and serves. Outside of the zone for a ball, 1-2. So ball and two strikes. Josh Howitt looks in and then does it once more. The 1-2 out of the zone below on the right side near the ankle of Natty, 2-2. So after two strikes, two balls, and the count runs at two apiece. Howitt with the fifth offering, outside for a ball. So the count runs at 3-2, a full count here, bottom of the fourth. 1-2, an RBI for Henry Godbout that allows Tolley to get home. A 1-0 lead for Kalamazoo. Howitt shakes it off. They step in, the payoff. And a swing and a weak ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. Charging to Gotti. Bare hands. Throws it to first across his body. What about that? Jorge De Gotti making plays. And such a reliable third baseman. A guy that you can always count on to step up, and show out. So Joey Winters struck out looking. His first time up. The Ottawa University Arizona product swings and bounces it to Conniff, charging it at second, and the throw to his, across his body And does he get him? Bobo catches it away from the bag. But it looks like he did step on just in time. So two quick ground outs. A ground out to third, a ground out to second, and makes tally the only run for the Growlers today. Two down. And how it serves on a swing and a ball lifted in the air into center field. Heading back, Johnson catches it before the warning track. Good contact there from Tully, but the Raptors go three up and three down. We head to the top of the fifth on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So back here inside Winterfield, we're at Homer Stryker Field. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, top of the fifth inning. So, wish we were back at Winterfield, I'll tell you that. Love that ballpark, home of the Raptors, as everybody knows. So, top of the fifth inning, Kalamazoo in front 1-0. They've out-hit the Raptors. Well, the Raptors have out-hit them 2-1, but leading off Levi Jensen, who struck out looking his first time up. So Jensen, the North Alabama product and a Luck, Wisconsin native, seven RBIs, batting a 106. Tyler Johnson serves in the first offering. Out and away for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count, and Johnson serves once more as Jensen misses inside, and the count runs at one apiece. So 1-0 lead for Kalamazoo. They got a run in the bottom of the third. A ground ball to Conniff at second, but charging home was Tolley. He was ruled safe on a swing and a ground ball over to Lewis at second. Has all the time in the world and just dumps it over to first for an easy first out. So Jensen grounds out. In the top of the order we go with Ty Johnson. Grounded out to first and flew out to left. He made decent contact on his second appearance at the plate, but the left fielder Gabe Springer was there. Two away here, top of the fifth inning. An exciting ball game, a close one between these two sides. Kalamazoo leads in the series 2-0. First delivery inside for a strike. It just peppers the right side of the zone, 0-1. Johnson, the left-hander, will swing and hit a popped-up ball. First baseman Winters tracking it down on the right field territory and makes the grab. Two down, Johnson pops out. And Jorge Degatti, who popped out to second and walked. So he's 0-1. But nonetheless, this guy can get a hit at any given time, batting a 348. leads the team in batting average, 10 RBIs, went 3-for-5 yesterday with a 2 RBI day. And Johnson serves low. It's a slider this time at a ball that just goes on the right corner. 1-0. And a swing and a ground ball over to the shortstop, and Godbout has all the time to throw across his body for the third out. So Henry Godbout, the Virginia Cavalier, gets the third out, a 1-2-3 inning for the Growlers. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 is the score.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The bottom of the fifth inning, Malachi Vitok will step on the mound for the Rafters. 7 games appeared in with a 4-1 record. He's had 23 innings of work. He's allowed 19 hits and 14 runs, but has had 21 strikeouts for a 4.70 ERA. He picked up the win in his last game against Madison. We went 3 innings, allowed 5 hits and 2 runs, but 6 strikeouts. So Vitok heading into his junior season for the Creighton Blue Jays, and a Omaha, Nebraska native. So Josh Howitt, his day has ended. As expected around this time of the ballgame, has went 4 innings, 62 pitches, allowed a hit, a run, 5 walks, though. Very unlike himself, as he thrown 3 strikeouts as well. So Kalamazoo in front, 1-0. Luke Mitchell here in the bottom of the order. Walked his first time up. As Vitok fires out and away in a ball this time, 1-0. 1-0 count out of the Luke Mitchell from University of Montevallo. One home run. He's got 15 RBIs. A slider low. 2-0. Count. Malachi Vitok, the right-hander, on the third base side of the mound. This is a changeup this time that paints the zone. 3-1. So 2 balls, a strike. Vitok will set in. As a swing and a pop-up, Degatti runs after it from third, but it goes into the stands in left field. Two balls, two strikes, a 2-2 count. Malachi Vitok right now looking to strike out his first batter. He's thrown 4 pitches. The step and fire. It's a curveball that goes right down the pipe for strike 3. So Vitok, after being down in the count, finds a way to get 3 straight strikes, and Mitchell goes down looking. So top of the order with Gavin Lewis Jr. walked and grounded out to first. So the UAB Blazer from New Orleans, Louisiana. 2 away, bottom of the fifth. And a line drive, base hit in the left field. field. Lewis Jr., his first base hit of the day. That's a good start. If you're Gavin Lewis Jr. So Henry Godbout, who got on base, he's 1-for-2 with an RBI. So the shortstop, who's responsible for that last assist in the top half of this inning. So Godbout from Brooklyn, New York, batting a 304. And he's got 11 RBIs on the season, including one today. So down in the count right now, 0-1. Lewis Jr. stands at first. Vitek checks over now, and the pickoff is just a little bit late. So Godbout will look in. Vitek sets and fires as a swing and a ball flied out way high in the right field. Lordoy comes after it and walks it down to make an easy catch. For two down, one away. So Mitchell struck out looking and Godbout flew out to right as Gabe Springer, the left fielder in the Sanford Cardinal, 0-for-1 with a walk. He grounded out to second base in Chris Conniff. His first time up, but it was part of a triple play for the Rafters. In the first inning, Vitek looks over at first. Bobo makes the catch, and sliding back to the bag is Lewis Jr. So he stands at first. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Then Vitek once more. Bobo bends low to make the tag, but Lewis Jr. head first into the bag once more. They're really having his eyes on him. Vitek fires and paints the zone for a strike. And they have to keep the eye on Gavin Lewis Jr. He's got 9 stolen bases this season. And there he goes once more. The 0-1 and the throw to Lewis Jr. at second. And making the tag not in time, though, was Broussard. So that's why Lewis Jr. now up to his 10th stolen base of the season. Now puts himself in scoring position. A 1-1 count. One away, near bottom of the fifth. Vitek glances over there once more. The third offering and a swing and a ground ball over to Bobo at first. Steps on the bag. You'll never have an easier ground out as Bobo responsible for the third out. We head to the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 lead for Kalamazoo. We'll step aside on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning we go. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as the Rafters trail 1-0. But Brendan Bobo batting third in the order will lead off Bobo, Gervich, and Broussard. 3, 4, and 5 are scheduled to bat. A run from Banks Tolley in the bottom of the third for Kalamazoo. That's been the only difference. It was an RBI for Godbout. A late call from the umpire, but just making it in time was Tolley to make the play as he got to home and make the run. So 0-1 here on Bobo. Johnson on the mound once more. And right down the plate this time. An 0-2 count. He's at 70 pitches, 5 innings of work. He's allowed 2 hits, 2 walks, but 3 strikeouts. And the 0-2 from the right-hander. A swing and a miss up top. Brendan Bobo sees 3 straight strikes as he goes down. So Jack Gervich, he'll step in now. 1-for-2 with the strikeout. He's one of 2 Rafters responsible for a base hit. As he flies this into left field this time, Springer backtracks and makes an easy catch for 2 down. So Gabe Springer has been busy out there. So Garrett Broussard, the shortstop. 0-for-1. So top of the six here. Kalamazoo in front. Raptors need to get the bats going. It's just been a low-scoring game, but it comes in for a strike. Each team with 2 hits. The 0-1 from Johnson and a check swing. First base umpire said he did not fully come across. 1-1. A ball, a strike, one away here, top of the six. Johnson fires up and outside of the zone. 2-1. Tyler Johnson in the middle of the rubber. And the 2-1 to Broussard. And it's a curveball this time, but can't find the strike zone. 3-1. 3 balls, a strike. Tyler Johnson down on the count. He'll fire low as Broussard lines this into left field, but it just goes out on the third baseline, out of play. So the count runs at 3-2. Nobody on base. One away here, top of the six. Johnson steps high, turns the payoff as a swing and a pop-up into shallow left. Running after it is Tolley. And makes the catch in the left center for the third out. So the Growlers go 3 up and 3 down. We head to the bottom of the sixth on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows around 55, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 78, a mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows around 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 76.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.